Our policy is one which is called by an Afrikaans word apartheid. It could much better be described as a policy of good neighborliness.
Apartheid was a creation of South Africa's National Party. It went far beyond mere segregation. Each race would be confined to its own area, with whites controlling the vast majority of the country and blacks relegated to their demarcated homelands. It was against this landscape that young Nelson Mandela and his comrades began their push to break the white domination of the country. As independent producers Joe Richman and Sue Johnson explore in the second part of our series, Mandela, an audio history.
The Prime Minister, Dr. H.F. Verwoerd, and Mrs. Verwoerd arrived for the Republic Festival Parade at the Voortrekker Monument.
Hendrik Verwoerd was generally regarded as the chief architect of this grand apartheid policy. It was his idea in the late 50s to separate the country into a white nation and a series of independent states for the various black tribes.
My friends, this republic is part of the white man's domain in the world.
When Dr. Verwoerd took over, there's no doubt there was a change. And he was an extremely impressive speaker, I must tell you. In fact, you used to listen to him speaking for 3 hours without a note, adding one thing after the other, and you sat there nodding your head like a zombie until it suddenly occurred to you it's all based on a false premise.
The need to do justice to all does not only mean being just to the black man of Africa, but also to be just to the white man of Africa. They are the people who brought civilization here.
He had convinced himself and a large number of well-meaning Afrikaners that there was nothing repressive about the system. It was simply separation. They had their areas and the whites had their areas. This is our only way of survival. We maintain the army, the police, the vote, and we keep it that way.